the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. And just like I talked to you about going into the last break, somebody that's close to the Mobile, Alabama area has ties. She's a 2001 St. Paul Saints graduate, but she's gone on to take the helm of the Carver-Montgomery Lady Wolverines, and she's done an outstanding job in her tenure there so far. I know a couple of years ago she made her first Final Four appearance there as the head coach, and trying to get her Lady Wolverines back to that pinnacle as they defeated Chelsea 69-33. They will play Opelika for the regional finals. They're playing at the Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery also. Coach Harris, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Coach, talk to us about your team. We're here along the Gulf Coast. Like I said, I know you have ties, family ties here in Mobile, Alabama, being an 01 graduate of St. Paul's. But with that being said, talk to us about your Lady Wolverines and the season you've had thus far. I know you went to a national tournament earlier this year, I think in Arizona, and talk to us about how that prepared you for these regionals or for the win or go home mentality.
Well, more than anything, I think the most important thing is having a great strength of schedule. I coached over at Alabama State, also where I played at for about 8 years, and being a college coach, Division I college coach, I understood the importance of having a great preseason schedule. So I kind of took that mentality and that kind of state of mind over to my job at Carver, being a high school head coach, and I knew what the girls needed to be equipped with to play college ball. So I kind of took that framework over, and that's what I do. I've been doing it since I've been at Carver. I have a really tough preseason schedule, and you know the girls don't really understand it at the beginning, but they over the years they have understood that it pays off in the end. So this year, we're 16-10 right now, but this year alone, I have already played probably the top, out of the top 10 schools that have been ranked all year in the state, I've probably already played about five or six of them. I've played Hazel Green, they're the defending state champs. I played them in November. I played Opelika twice already. I played Huffman. I played Carver Birmingham. So I just think it's important to play teams that are going to prepare you for February or March, and that's what I do every year in and year out. We're a very, you know, talented group. We're extremely young, but they're extremely talented. So more than anything, I'm just the part that I've been working on with my team this year is the mental aspect of the game. So it becomes an experience thing when you get around this time of the year in the playoffs. So just trying to teach them the importance of, you know, playing possession basketball and doing the little things. Like I said, you know, we're talented, but being able to go out there and think and execute is something that is so important around this time of year.
Well, you know, this time of year is the win or go home mentality that you have. And I know that, again, you just talked about loading up your schedule to prepare. You were area champions this year also. And I know that the Garrett Coliseum is a new venue for basketball overall. But when you have a boys program that is successful as your boys program has been with Coach JJ, how does that help the girls program as well? And what have you been able to learn from him as a state champion head coach?
Really, being at Carver has been an extremely a great blessing to me, because it's a pillar in the community as far as athletics. You know, the support from our fans, and it just has been always for years. So being able to come and kind of let Coach JJ kind of take me up under his wing, because he's done such an outstanding job, it's extremely motivating, you know, not only to the girls, you know, to see them win state last year was motivating to us. So it has been a blessing to be able to be a part of such a winning tradition over at Carver. It really has.
Hey, Coach, a couple of years ago, y'all were in the Final Four, and you know, that was just had to be a great experience for you and your team. Tell me, how does that help you now Do you feel like it helps you now? Does it feel like it kind of gives you maybe a little bit of advantage going into the last part of these tournaments?
Absolutely, because I go back to that word experience. My leading scorer this year is Kristen Brown. She actually had like 27 yesterday, so she's extremely locked in. But she was a freshman on that team that went to the Final Four. That was my third year coaching. Nobody thought we were supposed to be there. Once again, I loaded up their schedule big time. I took them out to Tallahassee, Florida, and let them play against some of the defending state champs, two or three different teams. We just had a tough schedule, and I actually had a losing record and made it to the Final Four. Because at the end of the day, how I look at it, you know, that the record is cool and wins and losses and all that, but the record doesn't matter until you get to the playoffs, really.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't say that you have to have 20 wins to get, it looks good, but it doesn't look good if you're not prepared, you know, when it becomes February. So, Kristen was a freshman on that team, so that speaks volumes. So it absolutely has prepped us, especially the mental part of it. You know, a good majority of the game is mental. So Kristen was there. I think one or two other girls was on that team as well. And, you know, Brianna Rose, another leading scorer, she had 16 yesterday. She's one of, you know, our go-tos as well. And she was on that team as well. She was an eighth grader. So that just kind of goes to show you that, you know, playing those tough teams, but also being there and get a taste of it, you know, hopefully we're still hungry and, you know, they want to get there again. I know they do.
When you're talking about getting there again, you're going to play Opelika. You mentioned that you've already played them twice. Talk to us about your matchup in this game coming up for you. We're speaking with Adra Harris. She's the head basketball coach, lady basketball coach at Carver Montgomery here on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line. Want to thank her for joining us, but the question again is, you know, when you look at your team playing Opelika twice, I don't know how you fared against them earlier in the year, but it's always hard to play a team three times in one year.
Yeah, it is. So the first time I was so happy that we had Opelika on the schedule because I had saw them at the Final Four last year. I knew they were a good team, very well coached. We played them first at Carver. We were down about maybe 12 or 13 points, and we were able to fight back and win that game. I knew then we had something special because I knew early on that Opelika was one of the top teams in the state. I knew that, you know. And for us to fight back and win that game at home, I knew we had something special. It was about us putting it together. You know, when you play these top-tier teams, you know, it's also a gauge for you and your team and what you guys are working with. So we were able to come back and beat them. That was a great win, one of the good first wins. We actually gave Opelika their first loss of the season. That was good for us. And then we came back and played them again at Opelika. Started off really well, had them on the ropes. I think we were up by like 7 or 8 and kind of got into some foul trouble going into second half. And it was kind of neck and neck, but they were able to pull away from us. And I think they ended up beating us by 12. There, but I absolutely felt like we should have won that game as well. So trying to brush up on those little things, I don't believe we're the same team that we were at all. We're playing next level basketball. So it's just going to be about us going out there and piecing everything together and playing a complete game, you know, from start to finish.
Well, just want to thank you this morning, Coach Adra Harris, the Lady Wolverines head coach from Carver Montgomery, joining us this morning. She has roots to the Mobile, Alabama area. She's a 2001 St. Paul Saints graduate. And again, she has roots to the Montgomery area now as well, coaching at Alabama State and just doing a wonderful job for the Lady Wolverines program. Just want to wish you the best of success, Coach, and thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. What a great job she does. You know, it's just I want to stop all the time when I hear coaches talking about their teams and just, you know, sometimes I just want to cut them and say, Coach, thank you for what you do for kids. You know, it's just awesome what she does, preparing herself to give those kids the experience of a lifetime. Those are the things that kids won't ever forget. And she is absolutely right about what people will remember. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Also, when we come back in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the state wrestling championships. You folks out on the lake, up at Lake Martin, the Wildcats, first place in 6A right now, going into the finals today. Ought to be a lot of fun.
Benjamin Russell getting it done. We'll talk about that and so much more. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.